Alright guys, so before the video starts, I gotta hit you guys with a motivational video like we always do.
How to make it. The idea of making it in a short period of time is the worst mindset you can possibly have.
So how to make it. What I mean by that is, you know, we all have a purpose in life. We all have some type of a dream that we want to accomplish. And, you know, everyone has a dream. Everyone has a passion. Everyone's talented at something. Don't let, you know, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You know, why would you want to waste your talent when you could be doing your talent and make a living off of it and, you know, make it?
When you start something great, a lot of people around you are going to shit on it. Shitting on your ideas, shitting on your dreams, shitting on your mindset, shitting on your aspirations. But the saying is true. Misery does love company, right? So if someone sees that, you know, their life is miserable and they're unhappy, a lot of people are going to scratch and claw and try to bring you down. Because the last thing a hater wants to see is you win.
We all go through this thing called the grind mode. And when grind mode comes on, you know, I don't know if this is only my mindset, but no matter what I do, I'm grinding.
I just fully believed in myself. I never, ever, ever gave up. And I always surrounded myself with good people who wanted to build something with me.
It's crazy seeing these videos, like, of both of them. And looking at what they are now.
Not for real. That's how you know what they're saying is not bullshit, bro.
Yeah. But with that being said,
Clown Boys.
Is that Chris? Is that Chris?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot. We love you. Even if you love us or not.
And welcome to episode 102. Shout out to all the listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon.
Patreons, I get your own personal shout out in the end.
And I want to say shout out to everybody again. Just want to give you shout outs to the people from the last episode. Y'all going crazy right now. It's already at 8K plus views and comments. Y'all already know. Y'all go crazy every single time with the comments, showing love. And yeah, again, I just have nothing but thanks for you guys.
Facts. We appreciate the love and support always.
And It's been another hectic week. Like, so much happened. Like, last episode, we were like, I wonder what the fuck's gonna happen next. But before we get into all that, just a little weekly recap from both of us. I know you finally moved in to your new house. I think you're like a week in,
or something like that. Yeah, this would be my. I moved in on Sunday, so. Basically
a week now. Because look at the time, bro.
Yeah. So. A weekend.
Yeah, so how are you feeling now? Because I also did help you move and shit, but how is it adjusting to just living by yourself with your girl and kids?
I mean, the first day was kind of weird. You know, like, I'm used to a lot of noise, a lot of just shit going on and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a little fucking weird. And also, it fucking bothered me how much, like, stuff it was everywhere, like the mess and shit like that. And we still got a lot of stuff to put away.
Yeah.
Because it's a different setup. We had shit set up differently, like closets, shit like that. And now it's a lot more stuff being added to the house. So it's just kind of like sort of confusing of like trying to find where everything goes, the right spots to everything and shit. And that's been the only like hard part to adjust to and shit. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I was kind of uncomfortable in the house at first, bro. Because it didn't feel like my house. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it just didn't feel like it was mine.
Did it feel like you were just staying at, you know, when you go on a vacation, like a hotel or Airbnb type shit?
That's exactly what it felt like. Yeah. It felt like I didn't even want to use the bathroom, you know, like. Like, I'm mad uncomfortable with, like, using the bathroom if it's not, like, my bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So, that took me like a day to get adjusted to. Like, I didn't want to take a shit or anything like that the first day and stuff. But then we cleaned, like, we did everything, whatever we had to do and shit. And, like, I mean, I've been chilling now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the neighborhood, like, it's a little different. A little
yeah,
bit.
It's a lot different.
It's a lot closer to the hood.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the hood before, but, like, I'm a lot closer to the hood. Yeah. So that was me getting adjusted to it as well, like, trying to, like, not get paranoid somebody was gonna fucking break in or like just anything like that. I'm still paranoid about that because that's just the type of person I am. But I mean, I'm chilling now. It feels good, like, having my own space, like, not having to deal with anybody, like, when I come home and shit, and shit slowly, like, becoming like mine, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never had a table that was mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Abby's and shit, of course. Like, it's not just mine. It's me and Abby's and Julia's and Isabella's. But, like, it's crazy, bro. Like, I purchased the table, bro. Like, mm-hmm. like, and I was so happy to have it, bro. Like, we were literally, like, in the beginning of, like, moving in and shit. Since we never bought any of those things and shit, we didn't have it. So we were just sitting on the floor, like, eating, like, on top of boxes and shit like that. Or sitting on top of the boxes and stuff. And I was getting tight, bro. I was like, fuck, we need a table. We need a fucking table. And furniture be expensive. So fucking motherfucker had to, you know, Facebook Marketplace that shit.
Yeah.
So we got a, you know, like, a pretty decent table and shit for a good price. But, yeah.
How's Abby and, like, Julia adjusting?
Julia's regular. You know, she's just doing a lot of bad shit right now because shit is everywhere. So she's grabbing everything, fucking throwing shit.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And, like, since there's stairs, literally, like, as soon as you come into the apartment, we have to, like, block it off. So we're going to fucking, like, basically, like, drill, like, a gate kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we could open it, but, like, she can't really open it. So, like, when the baby starts crawling, she can't fall off the stairs, and then Julia doesn't fucking slip.
Yeah, it's mad smart, bro.
So, that, and, yeah, it's, bro, a thing that I fucking realize is how much shit you need in the house, bro.
Like, what, like, essential shit, or,
bro,
in general?
Bro, just look around you, bro.
TV, cabinets, couches.
Curtains, bro.
Oh, yeah, curtains.
The shit you don't think curtains, about.
Shades.
Shit you don't think about, bro. Oh, a fucking, an extension cord, like,
mm-hmm.
a fucking fan, a trash can, bro.
Yeah.
That shit that you overlook every fucking day, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're living with your parents and shit, bro, like, you literally overlook everything that you have in your crib, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everything was worked for and everything was purchased, bro, at one point and shit. And it didn't happen, like, instantly, bro, because unless you're fucking rich and shit, or you got a good amount of money saved up and stuff, you'll get everything as soon as, like, everything right away and shit, right?
Mm.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking slowly getting everything and stuff. Getting couches, the fucking table, getting all the essentials in the kitchen, getting all the essentials in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Like toilet paper?
Like, not even the toilet paper, bro. Like, the shit to hold the toilet paper. Mm. A plunger, a fucking scrub for the toilet.
Yeah.
Hand soap. Like, I had all that stuff already, but, like, that's things you have to buy and shit.
Yeah.
Curtains, bro. Like, even curtains, bro. My apartment didn't have curtains.
So basically just decorating the house and like, to what you want it to look like.
Yeah, it's not even decorating, but shit you need.
No, but, like, but you know what I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah, yeah, but like, also, like, plates, bro.
Plates, forks.
Yes, bro. Like, you have that here because your parents got it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, if, you know what I'm saying, if you move out, bro, your parents are probably gonna bless you. Somebody's probably gonna bless you and shit. But, like, think about it, bro. Like, if, let's say, you dip,
yeah,
you're gonna have only a fucking bed and a couple mobiles in your fucking house. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, that shit's crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy.
A question I have, I want to ask, like, what's the goal, like, with the house? How long do you plan on staying there?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly want to, like, stay there for a good minute. You mm-hmm. know, like, obviously the fucking goal, like, that everybody, I'm pretty sure it's everybody's fucking goal, is to buy a fucking house.
Like, yeah, of course.
Own my own house and shit. But, I mean, I'm learning this little by little, and I feel like a lot of people know this, you know what I'm saying? The older people know this. Everything is steps by steps, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is with patience and consistency, you know what I mean? So it's just baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Eventually you'll get from here to over there, right?
Yeah.
So this is just the first baby step, getting used to living on my own, getting used to being responsible with different bills, taking care of everything, you know, like, we fucking called Con Edison, like, fucking Nation Grid, but I never done that in my life. I just want to, like, experience this as much as possible, become a pro at basically living by myself with Abby and shit. And then, like, eventually, you know, when we start making more money with this stuff and with just work in general combined, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to buy a house in maybe, like, I say 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, and my credit will be better at that point. You know, like, my car will, I never miss a payment for my car, and thank God, and then pay off all my credit cards and shit. So I'm pretty sure, like, everything is with steps, you know what I'm saying? But the goal is in, like, maybe 2 to 3 years to start looking to buying a house, bro. Mm. You know what I mean?
What about just moving out that spot just to rent out in a different spot? Like, let's say you find another spot, good price, looks better area. Would you take it?
I mean, to be honest, bro, from what I've been seeing from, like, when I was trying to move out in the beginning and what other people are telling me, bro, my spot is valid because of the price.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we said that before, and, like, people in the comments were saying, like, bro, $2,000 for one room is crazy.
Not yet. Someone said that you could rent out a whole house for $2,000 in North Carolina.
Yeah, so, I mean, mine is $1,500, you know, $1,500 for two rooms, kitchen, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's valid. And a lot of people were telling me that.
I saw a TikTok. It could have been a joke, but maybe it wasn't. But it was paying $2,000 for my apartment in New York, right?
No, that's not a joke, bro.
No, but just listen, bro. And then it was just, it looked like a pantry, and he had to walk outside the hallways for their bathroom and shower.
Bro, I don't think, bro, that's dead ass, dead ass. That's dead ass, bro. Like, for real, for real.
I would not pay $2,000 for that shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. So, I mean, I feel like I'm blessed right now. Even though it's not, like, the best neighborhood and shit, whatever, like...
At least you're not living somewhere in, like, the Bronx or some shit. Somewhere where it is, where it actually is...
Yeah.
Dangerous every fucking day, bro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only good thing, the fact that we live in the area that we live in. But, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, you're adjusting to your place, and I'm glad it hasn't been that bad. For a little bit of my weekly recap, I finally did my taxes. I told you that I think a couple days ago. I finally did my taxes, y'all, and I was waiting like last minute because I knew I had to pay OD because of the money that we made from YouTube last year. But I finally did it. I'm proud of myself because I did it by myself this time and with no help. Usually I have my godbrother help me out because for the past 2 years he's been helping me out, and I'd be forgetting about certain things, but this time I just did it by myself, put in all the information. It was kind of easy, bro. I did it on TurboTax. Literally just had to put information about how much you made, and then it autofills the rest of your information.
You could just scan your W-2 and it does it for you.
Oh, that too, bro. And then also the 1099s, just had to put in the right amounts, and automatically, you know.
Autofilled for you?
Autofilled. It was mad easy, bro, and I used to feel scared
to put in the wrong thing.
Not even just that, bro, but just scared to do my taxes by myself in general, because being audited is not a joke and the IRS is not a joke. So that's the only reason why I be getting scared. But I feel like now I kind of have the gist of it. I'll be able to do it on my own for a little bit until like the money starts getting OD crazy. Mm-hmm. Also at work I got recognized.
Yeah, what did he say?
It was a girl. It's because I had my
Clownboys,
my notice merch on, but I was just doing my regular shit. I was scanning packages, putting them in carts, putting them on pallets, and then out of nowhere, I just hear, "Oh, yo, I fuck with your podcast," and then, bro, in that interaction, I kind of realized how fucking awkward I am and how. Oh, I guess it depends on what they say, bro. Because when she said, "I fuck with your podcast." I was like, oh shit, for real? And then I was like, how did you discover the podcast or what video? And then she told me the video, it was a Mujer video, Mujer Casos. And then after that, it was kind of awkward because I didn't know what to say. So I stood kind of silent. And I was like, oh, well, appreciate you for supporting the podcast. Fist bump, kept working. And then I just asked her if she just watches the clips or...
Watches the actual podcast?
Yeah, she said, I think she said... She watches sometimes the podcast. I couldn't really hear because it was fucking loud.
You know, I don't think it's you. It's like that, like, I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, that those interactions are pretty awkward and stuff. Like, somehow you have to just save it, like, by just saying random shit, I feel like.
Yeah. Something that I'm still working on, that I want to work on, because I don't want no awkward reactions when it comes to, or awkward interactions when it comes to, you know, supporters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry guys in advance, I guess, because I'm the same way. Sometimes, like, I really don't be knowing what to say. My brain be fried and shit, and, like, I'm just like, my brain is trying to figure out, yo, what the fuck do I say next? And I just be like,
It's probably because I didn't expect somebody to recognize me. Bro, I've worked, because it was an early shift, and I usually worked early shift that day, and I never got nobody's
like, early shift, like in the morning?
Nah, just like the afternoon, 4:30 shift. But even then, I just never expected somebody to like say that they fuck with the podcast or whatever.
That's crazy though, right?
Nah, like, yeah.
Did it at least feel good?
Nah, yeah, it did. I mean,
bro, getting recognized is crazy, right?
Yeah, and I didn't get her name. I'll probably get it next time. But shout out, if you do watch the podcast, shout out to you.
Appreciate the support, guys. You guys are always fucking right. I fuck with the fact that y'all are not shy to like say something. Yes, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Cause
yeah, don't be discouraged. I'm not saying don't come up to me because it'll be awkward. I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. To move on to what some fucking weekly recap, because this is a big weekly recap on both parts. So,
facts.
2 days ago, right? Or yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, Friday.
Yesterday.
Fuck.
It's only Saturday, bro.
Yeah, bro. So, yesterday on, what's the date?
That shit felt like it was like 2 days ago.
On April 5th, New York got hit with a, 4.8 magnitude earthquake? 4.1.
4.8, yeah.
So we got hit with an earthquake, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't feel shit. I was locked the fuck out when it happened, bro. So I woke up to a phone call from my mom, and mad notifications from my mom, my dad, and the group chats that I have, just saying, "Yo, did you feel that?" Mad shit, bro. And I was kind of not that I was
tight that you missed it.
I was low-key tight because I've never felt an earthquake. Not that it's good that I want to feel an earthquake.
Yeah.
But I missed the earthquake in the morning, bro.
I think I know what you mean. You're getting, like, FOMO, bro. Like, you missed out and shit. Like,
even the second one. We had two earthquakes, actually. The second one, during 6 o'clock, I was in the shower. And I told my sister, yo, I'm going to take a shower today, but watch. Because my mom was saying... My mom was on the phone with, like, my aunts and everybody. They're talking about it, and they were saying how, oh, there's going to be another earthquake or whatever. That's what the news is saying. Then it happened. But I was in the shower, and yeah, I told my sister that, yo, watch, when it happens again, I'm going to be in the shower. And it happened. Literally, like, 10 minutes after I got out of the shower.
What, your sister's like, yo, it happened?
No, my mom told me, and then my brother felt it. He was here gaming.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Nah, like, honestly, a lot of people, like, are telling me, like, yo, it was scary and shit. It was scary as fuck. But I think certain people felt it worse, mm-hmm. like, than others. Obviously, because of the fucking locations where it happened.
Yeah,
it
was... the people in Brooklyn and Manhattan felt it a lot worse.
It was in Jersey, so the people in Jersey felt it even worse.
Yeah.
Like, but the way I felt it, I was literally sitting down. I was at work, about to be in a meeting because I got in trouble at work, whatever. But I was sitting outside of the office and shit, waiting to, you know, get yelled at. So I was just chilling there on my phone and stuff, just being stupid. And out of nowhere, I just feel a vibration. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And at first, I thought it was the fucking, like some construction, because they're always doing some shit in my building, like that I work at and shit. Like, people are always working on the roof.
Yeah, but to the point where the fucking whole building shakes.
Hold on. There'd be trucks and shit. So at first, like, I thought it was like some construction shit going on, but I'm like, bro, I didn't see no construction shit. And I'm pretty sure it's not the roof, because it feels underneath me, right?
Yeah.
And there was no trucks passing. And then the fucking, like, muebles and shit started moving and stuff, bro. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? The lamp started going like this and shit, like, ding.
Did it, like, did you hear if it was...
Bro, it felt like, you see, like, when we're in the city, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, you see, like, the vents?
Yeah, when the trains,
like,
pass?
The train, like...
Yeah.
That's what it
felt like.
But, like, times, like a big version, bro.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it felt like. And I felt, like, vibrations under me. Like, bro, it felt like this, bro, like...
Oh, nah, but the whole thing, but the whole building.
Well, like,
But the whole building was shaking.
The whole building, bro. Like, oh, nah. Just imagine the fucking ring light going like this. The fucking, like, that shit shaking. That shit shaking. The TV moving. Like,
then my dumbass
fucking knocked the fuck out. But yeah, like, I was fucking, like, low key scared, bro. And I didn't think much of it. I thought it was something else. But then Abby texted me right away. She's like, "Yo, did you feel that?" I'm like, "Nah." I was like, "Was that a fucking earthquake?" And then I was about to get yelled at and shit. They were coming closer. And then I was like, yo, to break the ice and shit. Yo, did you guys feel that? And shit. And they were like, yeah, we were actually just talking about that. But nobody's evacuating. Get in the office.
You said that?
Yeah. But
nah, but I mean, I know it was a small earthquake. But it's scary to us because, no, bro, the last earthquake that happened in New York was back in, like, 2011, 2012. And it was small, too. I didn't feel that one either.
Me either.
Because I was outside when it happened. But either way, it's the fact that they're not really common out here is crazy. And I'm glad it wasn't, like, a big, big magnitude earthquake.
Bro, and a little bit, like, Abby's side of the story, right? So she told me that, like, when it happened, she was in the room feeding the baby and shit. And, like, Julia was fucking running around causing havoc and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, she was in, like, the kitchen area.
Julia?
Yeah. And then out of nowhere, like, it started happening. And Julia was like, What is that, mommy? What's happening? What is that?
She said that?
And then, like, bro, she started, like, getting scared and stuff. And she ran to Abby and started hugging Abby, like, mommy, what is it? And then Abby was like, oh, it's okay. And then, like, she started feeling it. And apparently it started getting worse. That's why I'm saying, like, other places felt it way different, bro. Because I'm in a fucking, like, big-ass building, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, Abby was in the fucking house. Other people were in houses, bro. And, like, the fucking in the city, bro. Like, you could see the fucking building.
The building's
shaking.
Yeah,
like... My building's low to the ground, but it's, like, fucking big. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, if she felt it, bro, if she felt it that bad, it was probably bad where I was. But
Yeah.
Rocky was probably scared, but my dumb ass was just knocked out.
Nah, bro.
It could have been... If it was
your dumb ass was a heavy... You could have died
it,
from...
Bro, if it was bad, I could have died. And I wouldn't have known.
Blood woke up to a Pop Smoke concert. Yo, what
the crazy thing is, like, I asked my parents where they were in all the situation. Obviously, they were working. My brother was working. My mom was working. My dad was working. And my sister was at school.
Yeah.
So my dad, he said that he was in the bathroom when it happened.
Oh, shit.
He was in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom. And out of nowhere, he just feels shaking. He's like, what the fuck? He was confused. Mm-hmm. And then... When he got out the bathroom,
everybody
was like, "Yo, it was an earthquake. Did you feel that?" And then obviously tested the chat. My mom was working. She said that she started getting anxiety because she gets scared really easily when it comes to stuff like this. My sister was in school. She felt it in her class. Everybody felt it. And then apparently some people in school didn't feel it. I don't know how. Maybe certain people on the first floor didn't feel it, but. That's crazy how, like, just knowing how where everybody was in the... It's just scary. It's scary, bro. But
guys, I know it wasn't a fucking natural disaster and stuff. Like, fuck y'all saying, like, oh, why is New York overreacting? I saw a lot of fucking clips about that shit. I saw a lot of shit on social media. Yo, why everybody from New York overreacting and shit? Like,
everybody in Cali laughing at us because they have that shit every day type
bro,
shit.
Bro, like, but the thing is that, bro, New York does not get that often, bro. Like we said, bro, that shit, the last time we got one, bro, was literally 13 years ago, bro. So we don't experience that shit every fucking day. So when that shit happens, it's like, all right, bro, like, what the fuck is really going on?
Yeah.
But what I'm going into is, like, it's crazy how a fucking natural disaster... could low-key happen, some natural occurrence and shit, like a tornado, fucking...
Hurricane.
Tsunami, earthquake, fucking whatever. And we might be split up, you know what I'm saying? Like, family-wise.
Yeah.
Family-wise, you know what I mean? Like, I was at work, like, 20 minutes away from Abby, Julie, and the baby.
Everybody bro, else was separate.
Literally separate. Alone, you were home alone and shit, bro. Everybody's separate, bro. That's the most scary for me, bro. Like, the whole, like, all right, so how the fuck, where are we going? Where are we going to meet up? Who's going to pick up what? What if you don't even have a fucking car? Like, that's fucking scary.
Nah, bro. Yeah, my mom said that as soon as it happened, the first thing she thought of was us, like me and my siblings. And obviously my dad, because like you said, we were all separated, and it could have been bad. It could have been bad,
bro. It's scary, bro. Like,
and also I know the one in Taiwan that happened too. It was really, really bad. What was it? 7 point what?
That was above 7.7 something. Yeah, I don't. I think 7.2, 7.4. I could be wrong. I
wrote it down, bro. 7.4 magnitude.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, that's crazy. And the crazy thing is that, bro, that was one of the strongest earthquakes that happened since the last like 25 years.
Bro, and think about it, bro. Think about it. We had a 4.8, right? And it felt like that.
Mm.
Now imagine how the fucking 7.4 felt like.
You saw, bro, the videos or not?
I only seen one video, bro. I'm not gonna lie. So
look, this is one. I think this has multiple.
Bro, you see that shit? You see that? Does that have different POVs? Or
I think so, yeah.
You know what's scarier? The fucking alarm.
Yeah, bro. Yo, look.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah. And then look.
Bro. And you know what's crazy? Like, shout out to like all the physicists, fucking architects, engineers for fucking creating like the buildings in a certain way, bro. Because in Taiwan, right, like, yeah, or in a lot of different countries, bro, they have buildings built a certain way. But I think in Taiwan, there's this specific building where there's this like. Big ass, heavy ass ball in the middle, right?
Okay.
And like it's hung by like springs and shit or something like that, or metal like fucking wires and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, it's meant for like if there's ever a fucking earthquake or whatever like that, it's supposed to have it centered, bro. So like the building will move, but it's never gonna fucking like tip over and shit or like fall.
Yeah.
Which is fucking insane, bro.
There's one also in Mexico, and I want to actually get into that because I wrote It's a topic about an earthquake that happened in Mexico before.
Oh, shit.
There was two earthquakes that happened before, like the same day or whatever. But I want to talk about the one that happened in 1985.
Mm.
You remember that one or not?
Nah, I don't.
Nah? Like, you don't remember hearing about it? Your mom talking about it? Nobody?
Probably did, but I don't remember right now.
But it happened in happened on September 19th, specifically on 1985. And obviously, it was really, really bad. It was a fucking 8.1 magnitude earthquake.
God damn.
It was bad, bro. It was one of the worst natural disasters in the country's history. And it was estimated that 35,000 people lost their lives and over 700,000 people lost their homes. Over 30,000 structures throughout the city were severely damaged and 412 buildings completely destroyed. I also have a video of like when it happened on the news.
and it looks fucking insane.
Yeah, bro. Like it cuts off as soon as I guess I think the place tore down or whatever. But
yeah,
bro.
Está temblando un poquitito. No se asusten, vamos a quedarnos. Les doy la hora. 7 de la mañana, 7 de la mañana, 19 minutos, 42 segundos, tiempo del centro de México.
Yo, you see the top?
Sigue temblando un poquitito, pero pues vamos a tomarlo con una gran tranquilidad.
Bugging, bro. How can you be
vamos
calm in that situation,
un bro? Para poder hablar.
Oh, shit.
Bro, and then for 90 seconds
the fucking earth was shaking.
Yeah, bro, that shit's scary. And I remember
for 90 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, and I also saw I'll put videos up of like how the place was looking like.
8 de la mañana, 3 minutos. Tenemos en la línea el licenciado Jacobo Zalowski. Adelante, licenciado, le escuchamos aquí en W.
Todo mi recorrido ha sido perfectamente normal. No he visto ninguna alteración, quizá un poquito más de tránsito que el acostumbrado y las caras de estupor de la gente que viene manejando sus automóviles. No veo nada anormal tampoco. El tránsito es fluido, los semáforos están funcionando en Paseo de la Reforma. Ay, yo sentí este temblor muy prolongado, pero no tan fuerte como aquel que tiró el ángel. Lo sentí muy prolongado este temblor, pero como que nos trató suavecito, como que nos andaba metiendo como en una cunita, ¿no? En Paseo de la Reforma veo también todo perfectamente normal. Los edificios altos de los lados los encuentro normal. Hay colas para tomar los camiones para la gente que va a trabajar. Seguiré informando.
Correcto, licenciado Jacobo Zabrudovsky, estaremos pendientes.
Continental, estoy situado frente al estado de Cuauhtémoc, que está levantando un helicóptero en este momento. Varios pisos del Hotel Continental se derrumbaron. El edificio de la Reforma 185 está casi totalmente destruido. En la avenida Insurgentes, el edificio de 6 pisos que está junto a la gasolinería en este crucero, también tiene todos los vidrios rotos. Toda la gente está colocada. Se acabó totalmente un edificio que se derrumbó. Se derrumbaron dos o tres pisos, cayeron como sándwich uno sobre otro ahí. Dígame, señor bombero, ¿qué es lo que pasó, señor?
Un derrumbe de un edificio ahí nada más, señor Jacobo.
¿Hay heridos?
Parece que sí, ignoramos si hay heridos o no.
Le ruego que no vaya usted a salir de su casa, no hay necesidad. El Hotel Century, me dice un señor, el Hotel Century de 6 pisos se cayó. También lo que era la Dirección Federal de Seguridad aquí frente al Monumento de la Revolución sufre tremendos daños.
But it was fucking crazy. And it's crazy that also a couple years later, 2017, on the same day, another one happened. A horrible
Mexico
one.
As well.
Yeah, bro.
En este momento está sonando la alerta sísmica. Esto no es parte de un simulacro. En este momento se siente un temblor, se está moviendo el piso. Ustedes ya saben qué es lo que tienen que hacer en este momento. Conservar la calma y evacuar de inmediato. Me voy a levantar y voy a evacuar.
But what I want to get into that with was a story that my mom told me. Like, she said that she vividly remembers that day. She was only 5 years old, so you can imagine five years old. She remembers it, so I guess it was that traumatizing traumatic. She fucking remembers it. But she said that on that day, it was in the morning. I think it was around like 7 a.m. I believe my grandpa, he had left for work like around 5 a.m. to an office job in Mexico City. Like, you know how like in fucking Manhattan, the big ass buildings, the people that be in offices, he was working there. And obviously he was far away from where my mom was, and he had left my mom sleeping. She said
she was
that,
by herself in the house?
Yeah, she was by herself. I think the only person that was in the house was I think the landlord, which was a lady, and she was showering in the morning when it happened. My mom said that what woke her up was the windows slamming shut and the doors. So like she woke up and everything was moving back and forth, and then the doors was just like boom, boom, boom. And obviously she was scared. She was crying. And then the landlord lady, she was mid-shower, so she just left the shower with just a robe, fucking some towels. And then she picked up my mom up, and they just waited outside. And then my mom told me that one of my uncles, my mom's cousin, had remembered that my grandpa was in the city working and that she was alone. So him panicking, he ran to her house. But in the midst of everything, the earthquake was so bad that as he was running, he was tripping over himself. And luckily, when he got to the house, she was safe. Everybody was safe. And then as soon as it was over, like, they obviously saw the news and saw like all the fucking the devastation, all the fucking destruction that it had, bro. But just imagine being five and going through that shit, bro.
Nah, yeah, I'd be fucking shitting my pants, bro.
Yeah,
I was shitting my pants right now, like.
And it was mad small.
Yeah, and it was small, and like nothing really happened, bro. But like, I can only imagine being a young ass, bro, basically almost a baby.
Yeah.
And that shit happening to you, bro.
Yo, nah.
I mean, a lot of things have been happening and shit. We have been saying, like, oh, it's like it feels like something new every fucking week.
Yeah.
Next week is the eclipse.
Or in two days, actually. It's on Monday.
Yeah, so something has been happening literally every fucking week, bro.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be after the eclipse or after that or after that, but this year has been full of events and shit. It only makes you feel like something, like this is leading up to something, you know what I mean? Like, which is like kind of scary.
Do you think it's really leading up to something though?
I mean, I find it weird the fact that like, all right, there's a lot of earthquakes all the time and shit, right? But I find it weird that there was a big earthquake in Taiwan, which is like across the world and shit, and one of the most randomest spots ever, which is New York and shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know, bro. It feels weird the fact that it happened in New York, bro. The fact that it's like not like happening all the time here, it feels weird.
Mm. Like, yeah, you know what, to be fair, yeah, you have a point, because even this whole the world's gonna end conversation has been a thing since my mom was a fucking jit. From when she was mad little, many people would say the world was going to end. From when 2000, the world was going to end. 2012, the world was going to end.
You know, in 2012, I was like actually scared, bro.
Nah, bro, I was scared too because of the movie. That shit paranoid me.
Bro, not even just the movie, bro. Like, people were saying that shit and like the Mayan calendar or whatever and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I remember that day, like, it was the day before, I guess,
like Christmas break or something like
that? Yeah. The day before Christmas break. And like, I was telling my friends, like, yo, hopefully I'll see you and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, you know, like, yo, see you next year. Or like, you know that stupid shit?
Yeah.
But like, we were also like, it felt like the last goodbye, bro. So I was kind of like scared, but I'm like, yo, yeah, hopefully we see you, you know, like type shit. I was mad shook, bro, like dead ass. And then the day came and it was like,
but nothing I want to get into. So yesterday, right? Thursday we watched Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire.
Oh.
And I want your thoughts now, because I know
honest
thoughts, because I know when we got out the theater, you were saying some stuff. I don't know if you still are standing by that. Just talk your shit, bro. All
right. So
I'm gonna see if I can try to convince you otherwise.
All right. So I'm not gonna lie, like, I'll forever not be entertained by monsters fighting on screen and shit, like Godzilla, King Kong, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these names are like familiar to me and shit, so it's like I just love seeing them on screen fight each other and shit. Like, that shit's always lit, bro.
Yeah.
But this movie did feel a little Avengerish or Marvelish in a way, where it's like the comedy, like, mm-hmm, like, oh, fucking that sense of like, oh, it's family oriented type of fucking movie, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So like, I did feel that a little bit with this fucking movie, you know. I felt like it was catering to like kids as much as it is to an adults.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a overall like type of movie, right?
Okay.
And that's what fucking Marvel does. Marvel does that a lot, because they try to be funny, they try to talk, like, involve kids in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to just get the whole, like, audience and stuff, right?
Okay.
So I felt like that for this movie. And I also felt like they do give King Kong a little bit too much, like, too much attention. And I know you have a theory about that and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they just, because he's honestly not a strong character at all. Like, he's just smart and shit like that. But, like, in comparison to the other fucking monsters, bro, he'll get clapped, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if I had to rate it out of 10, I would give it a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you only rating it a 7 because Godzilla was barely in the movie?
No. Because I like the movie, but...
Are you rating a 7 because of the human characters?
No. The reason why I'm rating it a 7 is because if it wasn't so, like, a family movie, I think I would have enjoyed it a little bit more.
Mm.
But I felt like it was just too much. Like, everybody's doing that, bro, nowadays. Like, I feel like all the big, like, mainstream movies and shit, like, they want to do that, bro. Like, they want it to be it's like a family movie or whatever, like, where the kids can enjoy it. Oh, my gosh, King Kong. Mm. Oh, my gosh, Godzilla. Look, mommy, it's Godzilla. And then, like, then you got the fucking, the OGs, the older heads, the people our age enjoying it because we fuck with it because it's like, yo, fucking Godzilla, King Kong, whatever. Like, we heard about the OG movies, whatever. You got the OG people who liked it because Godzilla and King Kong, like, they've been fucking with it since they were young.
Mm-hmm.
But it still got that fucking, like, oh my gosh, mommy, look, Kong, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to Kong? Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, you know what I'm trying to say, or you know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. So you just want a more dark take on
bro, on like action, bro. Like for real, like, not like, bro, like fucking they get slashed or some shit. Like, you could see, like, Kong with fucking blood on him, like, or like he gets damaged and shit, or like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because they're monsters, bro. They're fucking monsters. More people dying or something, bro. Like,
bro, everybody was dying. Yes, they didn't show the people dying, but there were in the movie. They destroyed 3 major cities and fucking buildings.
Yeah, but they should show like how they did in Minus One. You see how, like, bro, it was like clearly like.
I see. You should have said that.
You see what I'm trying to say, bro? Yeah, like, the way they did Minus One, where it's like a fucking monster, bro. It's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, like. Bro,
you said like 50 times, bro.
I know, I'm sorry.
But nah, I see what you mean. The way, all right, so this is the way I see it, bro. I rate it.
Don't cut that out. Leave the part you calling me out for that.
Nah, don't worry, bro. I rate it a 7.5 out of 10. But the only reason I didn't really like it was because of the human characters. I enjoyed all of the monster action, whatever, regardless if it's Marvel-ish or if it's for kids. I loved it, bro. Bro, the scene where it was just Kong and no dialogue, when it was Kong the Jit and him versus the other apes, him discovering, bro, when it was just Kong by himself, I loved that shit, bro.
Nah, yeah, that was good.
That shit was good. And the only thing that I didn't like was the whole the girl that was death. She kind of like looked like fucking Avatar at one point. I was kind of like, what the fuck are we watching? Boy, that aside, bro.
Fuck, I'm mad.
I think it was a good kaiju movie. It's not my favorite out of the MonsterVerse. My favorite would still be King of the Monsters or the 2014 Godzilla.
Bro, you see, that movie was even different, bro.
Yeah, I know.
That was a monster movie, bro.
Yeah.
A fucking monster movie. This shit was a fucking Marvel-ish movie, bro.
Okay, I see.
And I agree with you, bro. Yeah. Like, I've been saying that since the first Godzilla.
Yeah.
We don't need humans in the movie, bro.
Nah, yeah, of course.
Like, we don't need any humans in the movie for it to be a good movie, bro. Maybe some human scenes, because, like, obviously, like, it's our fucking planet. We're going to be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, bro, like, we don't need no story for the humans and shit. Like, even though Minus One, they did a good job of including the humans and stuff, mm-hmm. somehow.
It just depends how they go about the humans. That's literally it.
Yeah,
but other than that, I love the movie, and You complained about them showing Godzilla, I mean, King Kong a lot, in the movie, which I love both of them. Godzilla, Kong doesn't matter to me, but I just think the reason why they're showing Kong a lot in the movie, and maybe they're going to be showing him a lot more in other future movies, is because they're probably setting it up for him to die, for Kong to die, and Godzilla has to eventually end up killing a powerful-ass monster, bro. Like, what, Destroyer? Destroyer, or maybe some other fucking
space Godzilla. That's another guy.
Another powerful ass monster, bro. Because if we're honest, Kong is not that powerful. He needs a gauntlet to at least try to keep up with Godzilla. If you would have went against
Shimu?
No, King Ghidorah.
Oh,
he would have got clapped,
bro, easily.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like the reason why they're setting all this shit up, the reason why Kong is getting so much attention is because
they want to set it up for his death.
Yes, bro. That's the only thing that makes sense.
You know, and I don't know if we're the only ones, or like Godzilla fans are the only ones who think of that way about Kong. Like, yo, he's just like, bro, like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like,
I love Kong though.
I don't know. That's like just like people hating on it or whatever. But like, the way I see it, right? The way I see it is that Godzilla is the main character, bro.
Yeah.
Godzilla is the main character. Like, Kong was just kind of like a fucking addition to it because the hype of Godzilla versus Kong and shit. But it's Godzilla, bro. You know what I'm saying? Godzilla is the fucking main character, bro. He's the main fucking...
He's the first name on the movie,
like,
movie title card.
You know what I mean? He's the fucking one, bro. He's him, literally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, bro. Like,
but
it's just because I'm a fucking hype beast, bro. Like, I just like the strongest people, the fucking, like, the most powerful people and shit. I don't like the fucking side characters. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's just me being
that triggers me, bro. That triggers me. OD,
it's
bro.
Just me being that type of person, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I like the Supermans, like the Godzillas, like the fucking the Thors, you know what I mean?
I feel like sometimes you prefer action and shit over story. Even if they show you good action and it's a shit story, you probably like it.
If I'm going into the movie expecting action and they don't deliver that, that's when I get tight. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Cause I'm not, bro. They delivered the action, bro.
Okay,
you know, it wasn't bad action. I was not going into Godzilla vs. Kong for the fucking story, bro.
Okay.
I was going into the movie to see monsters fight.
Okay.
Some of my favorite monsters that I know fight, bro. Okay. That's just it. That's what I was going into, bro. Like a kid, like just wanting to see fucking monsters fight. Now, if I'm going to see a movie like Dune, I might not even think about the action, bro. I'm just going in there for the story, the characters and shit like that. You know, it's different movies and shit.
Okay.
I rate movies differently depending on what the genre is, what the movie is supposed to be about, like with the trailer and shit, you know what I mean? If I go for a fucking mystery movie, I'm not expecting action, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting like it to be a good fucking mystery, bro.
Yeah.
If it's a horror movie, I'm expecting to get scared.
Yeah.
And if I don't get scared, that's what they're showing. That's what they're classifying their movie as, a fucking horror movie.
Yeah.
And if they can't deliver what the fuck they're claiming they are, bro, they're not a good movie, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if we put out, let's say we make a fucking movie, right? Mm-hmm. First time directors, whatever, first time movie makers, and we label our movie as a freaking comedy, and that shit is not funny. That shit's ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Regarding how much we like the characters or how much, like, fucking, whatever, bro. If it's not good, then it's not good.
The next thing I want to talk about is a nerd talk, bro. It's unserious as well, bro. It's something that I wanted to talk about last week, but I just didn't get to it. Because we talked about so much. So, a couple weeks ago, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, the gameplay came out. I don't know if you've seen
Zero?
It. Yeah, basically Budokai Tenkaichi 4.
No way.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Bro, I show you some quick shit, bro. I gotta just...
What?
Yeah.
Bro, it looks like it and it's gonna play like it and shit like that.
Something real quick.
losing this one, Vegeta.
But bro, all I gotta say,
yo, if it looks like that, bro,
that's real gameplay, bro. It's official. They dropped it, and you know the infamous the beam, what is it? What's it called?
Wait, what?
When you clash beams and then you have to.
Oh yeah, you with the fucking joystick and shit.
Yes, bro. So they're bringing that back.
Beam clash,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes. So I don't know if it's gonna be the same thing again. They might change
the fucking button
to button mashing to lower the risk of like you fucking breaking your analog stick. But all I gotta say with that is, I'm a cook motherfuckers in that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. I used to play that shit all the time as a kid on my PlayStation 2, Budokai Tenkaichi 3. And I remember getting cooked by my older cousin. And then I got cooked so bad that I got tight. I ended up fucking playing. I ended up no-lifing that game, getting good at the game, and ended up obviously beating him. But, bro, I'm going to cook motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be posting gameplay on that shit, and we're going to have a tournament with that, bro. I don't care.
Yo, that game looks fucking insane. It literally looks like if you were watching the show, bro, and you were watching a fight, bro.
Yeah.
Like, damn. That bro, damn. So yeah. Much fucking nostalgia.
It literally looks like the old game, but just with way better graphics, bro.
Yo, I remember that game because it had so many fucking characters from everything. Like, yeah, it had everything, bro.
Dragon Ball characters, Z characters, GT
bro. Bro.
And this time it's going to have super characters. I saw the lit. Bro, when the gameplay or whatever ended, it showed like a hexagon.
It was mad characters. It was
mad characters, bro. It obviously showed a few, but it was a lot that you had to unlock. Obviously, through playing the story mode, you get the characters, but it's a lot of characters.
Bro, I don't give a fuck what anybody says, bro. I'm playing. I don't give a fuck if he's the, like, god-tier, like, character or low-tier character. I'm playing with Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta. I don't give a fuck.
The red one?
Bro, from GT.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck. There's a lot of people who hate GT, but I love the transformations, bro. I love how they look. I love the fucking, like, just the way they look, bro. It's so fucking fire to me, bro. The red, like, they have the fucking tails. They look like monkeys and shit, like. And then when they turn into Gogeta, bro, like, that shit is fire.
No, it was one thing that they didn't show that I know is going to be in the game. The fusion dances that you could do.
With like different characters and you trans. Yes. Yeah.
So if let's say you chose Goku and Vegeta, you could during mid gameplay you could obviously do some fucking buttons to fuse. Mm. So I can't wait for that. My character.
My fault. Another thing that I used to like about that shit is that you could transform mid match, bro.
Yeah, that too. You're obviously gonna be able to do that too,
bro. I remember Frieza would go from Frieza to like his second form, his third form, then the big one.
Yeah.
And like, I remember that shit, bro. Then he would go to like the white guy.
Yeah, the final form.
And then fucking Goku, same thing. I remember like loving transforming to Super Saiyan 3, bro. Like, yeah. That's fire.
The people that I'm going to be playing with, Vegito, doesn't matter if it's blue, regular, like regular base form or Super Saiyan. I love Vegito. I loved him since day one, since I played the game, bro. His fucking the way he fights is so cool. And I'm gonna be playing with Gohan Super Saiyan 2. And I don't know what other one I used to spam a lot, but there was a couple I used to spam a lot. But I just can't wait, bro. I just need to get that off my chest, because I've seen a lot of people say, when it comes out, I'm going to be cooking motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck, bro. No one's cooking nobody, bro. Nah.
Yeah, you going to be nice, bro, at that game?
Bro, I'm gonna make sure I'm nice at that game, bro. I'm going to make sure.
You have to deadass, like, no life that shit, bro.
Bro, because I'm barely good at fucking Dragon Ball Fighters. I'm only good with one character. But this game is one character. The game that I actually want to do good.
Try and be good at it.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, bro. I felt you sound like me, like back in the day with Call of Duty, bro. That's how I felt like with Call of Duty and shit, like wanting to be like like, oh, I want to be good as fuck. I want to be known as, like, a good Call of Duty player and shit. Like,
yeah.
Damn, it's just, you gave me that vibe and stuff.
So whoever fucking wants to challenge me, we're going to fucking do a tournament.
We should do that, guys. Maybe if you guys fuck with gaming or some shit, or if y'all even get the game, we could fuck around and do some shit where, like, we play with you guys. We play against you guys.
And it's, like, a money prize or something. All right, guys, we're back from that little break. And you already know, your favorite segment. Somebody said we should call the scary spooky segment your favorite segment.
So welcome back to
your favorite segment. But of course, he's going to start it off.
I'm going to talk about the Codex Gigas, a.k.a. the Devil's Bible.
Okay.
So keep in mind, this is a book written in the 13th century.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, the reason why it's called the Devil's Bible, right?
Yeah.
So the legend goes that there was a monk known as Herman the Recluse. And basically, he was part of a monastery in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
And he, for some reason, he was going to get executed or starved to death.
Uh-huh.
And basically, what he said to the monks was like, yo, if you guys spare my life, I promise I'll write a book with basically all of the earthly knowledge and secrets of the world, right? And they basically told him, okay, we'll spare your life and we won't execute you. You won't get executed, but with one condition, that you have to write the book in one night.
How long was this book?
So keep in mind, he said all of earthly knowledge and life secrets, bro.
Yeah.
So, bro, I'm pretty sure it was going to be a long-ass book. So the reason why they told him to do it in one night is so he wouldn't make it, bro. Like, they were going to execute him, right? So he was like, okay, no problem. So he was writing for a little bit. He got started on the book, but obviously he quickly realized that
it's impossible.
It's impossible, bro. So he resorted to making a deal with the devil. So he told him, he asked the devil, like, in exchange for my soul, help me write this book in one night. So the next day, the book was created. It was this huge-ass book. It weighed 80 kilograms, bro. That's, like, over 100 pounds. And it was big as fuck, bro. Like, you needed two people to carry it. And it's, like, the size of your fucking table. Like, it's big.
Damn, what the fuck?
Like, it's big as hell. So, and it has a lot of illustrations of, like, the devil and shit. I'm going to show you what it looks like. I'm going to show you what the book looks like and, like, the illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would say, where did this whole, like, legend, or where did that whole thing start from or come from? Specifically? Or?
So, this is from the Czech Republic. So, it's over there, like, in, by Russia, Asia. So... so that's where it originated from.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It's a real life book, bro. That book is real. It's okay. Called, the actual name is called the Codex Gigas.
Okay.
That's the name of the book. And it doesn't really have, like, nothing like, oh, no life secrets or whatever. Just a lot of, like, religious teachings from back in the day. A lot of philosophical teachings. A lot of people talking about, like, the cosmos and shit like that. So it had basically no new knowledge.
But it's just the fact that it was written in one day?
That was weird about it. Yeah, that's what was weird about it. And also the fact that they tested it out. They tried to see, basically remake the book.
Uh-huh.
And they realized that it would take 20 years of continuous writing for them to recreate the book. Continuous writing, bro.
Yeah.
And it was made with, like, over, like, 100 animals, like, bro, you can't make that shit in one night, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why they say, like, that's the whole legend behind that book and why they call it the Devil's Bible, because it's basically impossible for a single man to have written that book in a single night, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, there's no new teachings in it, but there was a point in time where there was a fire. There was a fire that was going on wherever it was being kept and shit. And they basically try to rescue it, because it's, like, part of history or whatever, or, like, whatever. And 10 pages ended up going missing.
From the book.
Yeah, so what they're saying is that maybe, like, everything else is, like, no knowledge and no new knowledge, but those 10 pages were
something new.
were was maybe like some actual like knowledge that we're not supposed to know about.
Fuck.
It also has like enchantments and like fucking magic and shit, like witchcraft and shit. It also has that in the book and shit. But I'm gonna show you what it looks like now.
Yeah.
And the picture is pretty creepy. Like, you're gonna see it, bro.
That's a page, or that is that?
That's a book. That's a page in the book.
The fuck.
Yeah, bro. You see how big it is?
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't look creepy as fuck,
bro. Yes.
It's huge, bro. Look. But it's creepy as fuck, bro. Like, nah. But yeah, that was the whole legend with the whole Devil's Bible and shit. Of where it even came from, because that's a real life book, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We could see it if we wanted to. So where the fuck did it come from? Why the fuck is it a thing? Why the fuck is it so big? Nobody knows those questions, but that's how it came about and shit.
Yo.
That's crazy,
it's
right?
So the things that come from back in the day, like, for example, pyramids. Shit that we can't really explain. It's always like, it always has you questioning how things were back then, or like, what were they thinking back then,
or where did it come from, or why did they build it, or why did they make it and shit. But speaking of the devil and shit, right, this kind of leads to my next thing that I'm gonna talk about, which is very, very short.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small video, it's like a short video, but it's basically the Usher devil video.
The Usher devil video. The fuck is that?
Usher, you know who Usher is.
I know who Usher is, but I don't know what, like, I never heard of this video before.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play it right now. But it's like, it's been going viral lately because people like are like, bro, because of what's going on with Diddy, the Diddy situation, what's going on with basically a lot of people getting exposed for selling their soul or being part of the like some satanic shit.
Yeah.
But basically, look.
Heart is beating really, really fast, but it's good. It's beats with passion. And I'm very honored to be able to receive this amazing award from the depths of my soul. From the depths of my soul.
You was gonna say it right the first.
My heart is beating really, really fast. But it's good. It's it beats with passion. And I'm very honored to be able to receive this amazing award from
Nah, bro.
What happened?
Said devil, bro.
And he tried to like,
try to downplay it, say that he didn't say devil.
From the depths of my heart or whatever, but you could clearly hear him say
from the devil. Yeah.
And we all know like the basic knowledge of a lot of celebrities have sold their soul, obviously, for fame and fortune and shit.
Yeah.
So maybe he was another one of them and shit. And it's clear as fucking day right there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because he has ties with Diddy as well.
See what
and
I'm saying?
And Diddy's a fucking scumbag, bro. So, yeah, bro. And speaking of like this whole Hollywood shit, I know the last couple episodes we were talking about like how fucked up Hollywood is, the fucked up things that happen to young actresses, young actors and stuff. And what I'm going to talk about right now is a movie that a lot of people know that you guys might not know the backstory of, like, how it was made or what happened to the actors and stuff, but it's some fucked up shit happened in this movie, bro. The Wizard of Oz. I don't know if you know any fucked up shit.
Classic one?
Yes, the 1939 one, yeah.
Yo, nah, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with the main actress who plays Dorothy. Her name is Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And she was casted as Dorothy when she was 16 years old. And from the start, when she was casted, the mistreatment, the abuse kind of started.
Fuck.
So when she was casted, the executives told her that she had to lose 12 pounds for the role, right? And she was able to lose the 12 pounds.
Damn, body shaming and shit.
Exactly. So she was able to lose the pounds, but apparently the studio executives were allegedly referring her to as a fat little pig with pigtails behind her back, which is like fucked up. Obviously, she's only 16, bruh.
Yeah.
And throughout the entirety of the production, the executives were obsessed with her weight. So she was put on a strict diet of just eating chicken soup, coffee, and 80 cigarettes a day. 80 cigarettes a day because they wanted her, basically her, to lose the her appetite to eat anything.
80 cigarettes a day is 80 crazy, cigarettes a bro. Day,
bro. Yes.
Bro, I'm pretty sure a packet doesn't even have 80 in it.
Nah, bro. So you can imagine. And then they will also give her some narcotics prescribed from by doctors and stuff to ease her appetite. Same thing with giving her some other drug. And even the costume designers, they purposely made her outfits
smaller
and tight to basically keep her slim figure. So yeah, you can imagine like just how traumatizing it is for a 16-year-old. You're already getting body shamed, and yeah. It's in the industry and stuff.
Bro, and drugged and being forced to like kind of fuck up your body, bro, for the role.
She even said it herself. From the time I was 13, there was a constant struggle between MGM. MGM is like the company that managed her. With MGM and me, whether or not to eat, how much to eat, what to eat. I remember this more vividly than anything else in my childhood.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, bro. And she also had to take adrenaline shots in order to work constantly for 48 plus hours. There was also reports that allegedly she was harassed by the actors that played the Munchkins. Some other studio executives harassed her and stuff. Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but it's a thing that people around like the internet like speculate and shit. And there was also an incident where during filming a scene, it was where Dorothy was gonna slap the Cowardly Lion.
Okay.
And she kept giggling in the scene, so she kept fucking up the scene, and which obviously led to many failed takes.
And got them mad.
The director Victor Fleming, he got frustrated, ended up calling Judy to the side, pulling Judy to the side,
and slapped the shit out of her.
Slapped the shit out of her. Yes. Yes, bro. And then the next scene that they took, she was able to get the scene done.
Where are her parents while this shit is happening, bro?
That I don't know, bro. That I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they're not there. This is the 1930s, bro.
Bro,
it was different back then.
Bro, if Julia or Isabella came up to me like, yo, like, this fucking producer, this fucking teacher, this fucking whatever the fuck just slapped the shit out of me, bro. I'm going straight to their fuck it, whoever the fuck it is, and I'm beating the fuck out of them, bro.
Yeah,
that's fucking sure, bro. Crazy, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck how much you're paying me or if you're my daughter's boss or whatever the fuck. You're not slapping nobody.
You know what's crazy too? Another thing, another like fun fact that I didn't know. So apparently Shirley Temple was supposed to play Dorothy, but 20th Century Fox didn't want to like loan her out to MGM to star in the movie.
Wow.
So it's also another person who like obviously we know
mistreated
in the industry and stuff,
abusing the industry. Yeah.
And another crazy thing that happened on the movie, obviously we know CGI wasn't really that big of a deal back then.
Yeah,
it was more practical stuff. And there was scenes in the movie where it snowed, right?
And it was actual snow?
No, bro. So what they would use to make it look like snow was asbestos, which obviously...
That's toxic, bro.
It's toxic if you inhale it. It's a cancer-causing chemical when you inhale it, bro. And they used that shit, bro. And Judy did end up passing away like at the age of... basically in her mid-40s.
Due to cancer?
I don't know if it was due to cancer, but it was just due to a bunch of shit. It was
I mean, first of all, bro, she was doing the cigarettes, the fucking not eating right.
Yeah,
bro,
she died due to substance use disorder and various addictions that took over her life. So it was obviously all it definitely stemmed from this shit, bro.
Yeah, they fucked her up, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I want to show you another thing that was fucked up about her, like her upcoming in the industry.
Yeah.
So in order for her to get this role as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, she had to do other roles that no one else would really want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up a year prior to this, she ended up doing blackface in a movie.
No way.
Yes. And obviously she's 14. No, she's 15 at this time. Still a kid. So she doesn't know any better. She just wants to
take the role and shit.
Yeah, bro.
I come from the south, from way down south, where the coal and potatoes used to grow. There's great big elegant picture show, and my old Kentucky home is a French chateau. Way down south in Dixie, sweet.
Yeah, bro.
Yo,
it's fucked up, bro. Even like
fucking industry, bro.
I yeah, swear to bro. Fucking
gosh, bro. Like, and you would think, like, whatever, they have, like, a say or whatever. But it's kind of like...
Their kids.
Their kids and shit. And also, maybe... You know, it's like when you have a job and shit and, like... Oh, you don't want to fucking be broke or you don't want to lose your house or some shit. Mm-hmm. Or, and you're kind of forced to do it. Mm-hmm. They kind of use that to their advantage and shit. Like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker's broke. He's poor.
Yeah.
He's going to do what the fuck I say just because, you know, he wants to keep the role or he wants to make the money and shit. Like, yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
The whole Wizard of Oz cast went through some fucked up shit. That's what wrote some down. So you obviously know Tin Man, right? The first actor that was supposed to play Tin Man, his name was Buddy Ebsen. Mm. And he was supposed to play him, but before filming began, Buddy did many makeup and costume tests. And his makeup contained aluminum dust, which they put on him every day. Like for the
was that like the toxic or some shit or harmful?
Yes, bro. Aluminum. But yes, bro.
I don't know what that is, bro.
It's just like another like harmful chemical, bro. It's like it's something that bro, they don't put that shit in makeup no more.
That shit used to be in makeup.
Yes. But they used aluminum dust to get the silver look for Tin Man. 9 days into shooting, they ended up stopping because he wasn't able to breathe at one point. And they took him to the hospital, and then in the hospital, they discovered that his lungs were coated in aluminum. So due to his makeup, him constantly inhaling it, it fucked him up. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and then he was recovering in his house for another month. He was obviously recasted and stuff, and... the person who played Tin Man, instead of them using aluminum dust, they just painted it on the actor and stuff.
Bro didn't sue, like, the company or whatever?
I'm pretty sure he didn't, bro. Yeah. And then the Wicked Witch of the West, her makeup was made out of copper dust paint. And there was an incident that happened with her, too, on set. So there was a scene where she leaves Munchkin Land. There was supposed to be a trap door that obviously brings her down. So whenever the dust settles, she's gone. But the effect had malfunctioned and the fire came too quickly, leading to her hat and her broom catching on fire, which ended up burning her face and hands. And she ended up getting third degree burns on her hands and a second degree burn on her face.
What the fuck?
And I'm going to show you what scene specifically I'm talking about, because I don't know if you remember the movie that much. Look. Right there.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. And obviously,
that was an accident. They weren't.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to happen. It was an accident.
And they left it in the fucking scene.
Yeah, bro.
They left it in the movie.
Yes.
That's fucking, bro, some disturbing background, bro.
Yeah, and then I know the Cowardly Lion, his suit was made out of, like, actual lion fur, and it weighed, like, 90 pounds, and in the place where they were filming, it was fucking hot as fuck, so he was sweating profusely, and every single day, people would have to dry his suit because it would be covered in sweat. But you can just imagine the working conditions in that.
Bro, it's like a weighted fucking vest on you mixed with, like, a bunch of layers in the fucking heat. Yeah, bro.
And then the scarecrow.
Could pass out from heat exhaustion.
Nah, yeah, bro. And then the scarecrow, whenever they put his makeup on, it made it hard for him to sweat. So he got really hot. And then I believe some marks on like his lower face became permanent because of how much, like, I guess the type of makeup that they used. So it fucked up his lower face. Yeah, bro. It's a lot of fucked up shit with Wizard of Oz, bro, that I didn't know of.
You know, I feel like maybe there's a lot more we don't know of, too. Like, not just the Wizard of Oz. Like
different movies?
Movies, because, I mean, back in the day, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the safety protocols were, like, not like they are now. You know what I mean? They was using a lot of practical stuff. And I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people got injured or... And they were kind of forced to do it, you know what I mean? Just to keep the role and shit.
Yeah, but the whole thing is just fucked. Like, I feel like Judy had the most abuse out of all of them, bro. She was young too, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Nah, they were forcing her to smoke, take drugs, talking shit about her, constantly, like, downplaying her, like...
Yeah.
Fucking, nah, bro. She definitely got the worst out of it.
Damn, imagine Shirley Temple actually went through with the movie. She could have went through even worse shit.
Even more.
Yeah, bro.
But speaking on movies, which is kind of crazy, so I'm going to talk about one of the scariest movies, and not because of, like, what they showed on screen, even though it is pretty scary watching it.
Yeah.
Like, the behind the scenes, it's what's actually the most scary.
Okay.
So I'm talking about the Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
Right? So this movie was directed and filmed and edited by Daniel Marik and Eduardo Sanchez. And basically, they just wrote out a screenplay with no lines. And they did that shit in 1994.
Is it all basically improvised or...
Yeah, so the whole thing was improvised. There was no script, and it was just literally of how the movie was going to go. Basically, the actors were just going to be put in the woods for 8 days with no lines, just a couple of instructions of what to do, where to go, and basically they just had to be by themselves, three of them. Mm-hmm. So there was a casting call with 2,000 people. Three random people got picked, and for the rest of the film, they used their actual names.
For real?
Yeah, so the reason why they used their actual names, the reason why it was random casting calls, the reason why there was no lines is because the directors wanted it to be as authentic as possible. The reactions, their faces, their expressions, what they said was real, like, was real fear. It wasn't them acting, bro. It was real. Everything was real. It was so real to the point that Heather, which was one of the characters, so it was Heather, Mike, and Josh.
Yeah.
Those were their real names. Heather, Michael, and Josh.
Uh-huh.
Or Joshua. And Heather, she believed that it was so real that they thought that they were going to end up being in a snuff movie.
For real?
Like, they didn't think this shit was going to be like a movie. It was so sketchy, bro, like, to the point where... they thought they were going to end up in, like, a snuff movie, bro. Like, get killed or some shit, bro.
So, I mean, I never watched the movie. I know it is, like, those movies where the main characters are recording themselves. Like, vlog-type movie.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. I never watched that at all. So, I'm going into this blind, bro.
Yeah, so, basically, before they filmed, they signed forms to basically allow the production team and the directors to basically, like, fuck with them and torture them mentally.
Yeah. I'm going to restart that.
And they also didn't know anything that was going to happen, bro. They didn't know any of the scenes that were going to happen. They were just told a couple instructions. They were given a cure package every single day.
Okay.
With, like, food, water, and stuff like that. They also had a map that they actually had to use. And, throughout the days, another thing that added to it was that they were slowly giving less things. So a lot of food in the first day, a little less.
Were they being monitored or not?
Bro, yes. People were watching them, bro. But
okay, I was just making sure.
They weren't talking to them, and they wasn't helping them in any type of way.
Did the actors know they were being monitored?
The actors, bro, they signed up for
okay,
that.
Okay.
So, whatever, they didn't know anything that was going on. So in the scene where they the production team starts playing laughter, or the actors hear children laughing in the woods, they didn't know that was going to happen. So they were actually scared. And they also didn't know that the Blair Witch was just a made-up thing. Like, basically, they went to a town.
Okay.
And they had told them that it was a real town.
Okay.
But it was actors and stuff, and they asked, like, oh, did you guys see the Blair Witch? And they were like, yes, like, she's in the woods and shit, or, like, the Blair Witch
is
in the woods.
Oh, so, okay.
And basically, this whole time, they low-key thought that it was a possibility that the Blair Witch was a real-life thing.
Okay.
So, that scene where, like I said, the children laughing, they like, started getting, like, shook and shit, and then the production team shook their tent. So in the scene, you see them shook their tent, and they run out of the tent barefoot. And that was not, like, scripted or anything like that. They were literally terrified.
Fuck.
And what they were supposed to do is that whenever one of the characters said, yo, what is that? What the fuck is that? Heather yelled, what the fuck is that? they were supposed to turn to, like, a person dressed in, like, a white, like, cloak. It was going to be the Blair Witch. But they were too scared that they didn't end up, like, doing what they were supposed to do. And you basically never see the Blair Witch in the movie. You just kind of hear, like, see things, but you never actually see the Blair Witch, right?
Uh-huh.
And also, sometimes they would give directions to one of the actors and not all of them. So there was a scene where they had told, I think it was Josh, to get rid of the map. So they had a map that they were following the whole time. And it was actually taking them to where they were supposed to go.
Okay.
So they had sent, like, instructions and shit.
Uh-huh.
And they told Josh to get rid of it. And to not tell the others that he's going to get rid of it. So they got confused and shit. And they were, like, going in circles. And in the movie, it shows that they went in circles. They're like, bro, we've been going through the same spots, like, mad times. They were literally lost. They were lost in the woods.
Yo, what the fuck?
So this whole time, bro, like, people thought that it was just a bunch of acting, a bunch of scripts, and basically fake stuff. Meanwhile, the whole time, it was a real life reaction. But it's like we were watching people getting scared in real life.
What the fuck? I never knew that, but not gonna lie, that's low-key like a good method to a movie, bro.
It is. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why a lot of people say it's scary as fuck, or why a lot of people say that it's one of the scariest movies around.
That's a movie I was gonna suggest we should watch, because I haven't watched it.
We should watch that. If you guys wanna watch it with us, follow the Patreon and shit. We'll watch it on the Patreon and react to the full movie and shit.
Not yet. Uncut, of course. We do not post, like, cut up reactions on there. You get everything in full. But yo, what the fuck? That's a whole, like, that, whatchamacallit? That takes method acting to a whole new level. Or...
Yeah, bro. That's like, you're literally scaring something. Like, yeah. Bro, it's real fear, bro. Like, real life shit. And I knew, you know what's crazy? I told you were going to react like this. Remember I told you?
Yeah. Because, I never knew about that shit.
Yeah, bro. I never knew about it either,
I thought
bro.
You were going to say some shit that, like, oh, it's a conspiracy about a character, this and that.
Nah,
but,
bro.
Damn.
Bro, and, like, shout out to the TikToker who I got it from. I'm going to send you the video of who it was.
Oh, I bet.
But I basically got it from her video because she basically said that it was real shit and she said all these things. But yeah, bro.
That shit actually got me wanting to watch Blair Witch now. Not gonna lie.
We should definitely watch it. Like I said, guys, bro. If you guys want to watch it with us, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all want to watch it now. Subscribe to the Patreon.
You watched it before?
I didn't watch it.
No?
Nah. I think I watched pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched pieces of it, but I'm pretty sure I was just like, I'm bored. My last and final thing, mm-hmm. what I'm gonna talk about is the Granny Ripper, or AKA Baba Yaga, right?
Fuck. The boogeyman.
So this case is about Tamara Samsonova.
Okay.
So when she got caught, she was 71 years old, right? And a little backstory to her is that she was born February 5th, 1947 in Uzhhor, Russia. And she was moving around. She moved to Moscow and she studied at the University of Moscow, and basically she ended up meeting her husband who she married, which his name was Alexei Samsonova, and she was married for like about basically 30 years. So she was married for 30 years living in St. Petersburg, Dimitrova Street.
Okay.
And out of nowhere in the year 2000, right? In the year 2000, after being married for 30 years, he ends up going missing. So she files a missing report saying that my husband fled with a woman and he never came back. Okay. So that's what she claims. The cops came. They obviously started investigating stuff and saying, yo, where the fuck is your husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, whatever, she said, yeah, he left, like, whatever, I don't give a fuck, and shit. And they kind of just left it at that, because they couldn't find anything, they didn't find nobody, they didn't have no clues, no leads, so they basically just stopped looking, right?
Okay.
A year later, she gets lonely. She's kind of like depressed and shit. So she gets this idea that she's going to start renting a room to like anybody who wants to be part of the house and shit, right? Kind of have a roommate so she's not alone in the house.
Okay.
So in 2003, she ends up finding a roommate. His name is Vladimir.
Okay.
But the neighbors would say that they would constantly hear like banging, arguing, and her cursing at Vladimir.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, it was just an ongoing thing that she would have a lot of problems with the people who are going to live with her.
Okay.
So her roommates, right? And they would just end up leaving. So that's what happened with Vladimir.
Okay.
He just ended up leaving, right? But in 2003... this is when she had another roommate, right? Because she just kept like switching off roommates, because nobody really fucked with her, and she was just like crazy, right? So this guy in 2003, Sergey Patonian, he ended up being the new roommate, right? And he was from out of town. He wasn't from where they were from and shit. And out of nowhere, again, he just was never seen again. People just stopped seeing him. People stopped seeing him coming in and out of the house.
And no one's sussing this woman?
So the reason why they didn't question that is because he was out of town and they kind of just like thought, oh, maybe he just went back to his hometown because he was far away from where he lived. So they thought maybe they got tired of her, like how, you know, it's like a reoccurring
thing. Ongoing cycle, yeah.
Yeah, so all the neighbors thought maybe this motherfucker got tired of her. Got tired of her bullshit and it was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm just going to go back to my hometown, right? So whatever, that happened. And 2015, which was already...
That's like 12 years later. Yeah,
it's a 12-year gap, right? Her house kind of needs renovations and shit. She's 68 years old at this time, bro. So she's pretty old now, right?
Yeah.
So she decides that she's going to go live with one of her friends while her house is being renovated and basically her house is being fixed up, right? Her name is Valentina Ulanova.
Okay.
And she was okay with the move. Like, she was saying that she loved staying there. And basically, she didn't want to go back to her house. She basically just fucking crashed there and was saying, yeah, I'm going to stay here type shit, right? So, July 23rd, 2015, she ends up going to a really far town, right? Pushkin.
Mm-hmm.
So she ends up going to this really far town, and that's where she ended up getting phenazepam. So somehow she convinced the pharmacist to prescribe her this medication, which was a Russian-made schizophrenia medication that's supposed to relax you and kind of mellows you out, basically just like kind of getting you high. She ends up coming back. She passes by the supermarket. She picks up some stuff, and she basically makes like a Russian potato salad, right?
Okay.
And in that Russian potato salad, that basically was her roommate's favorite food. And during this time, she was having a lot of problems with her roommate, which was Valentina Ulanova, right? So they were having a lot of problems and stuff. So this is what leads to this, right? She ends up cooking the food, the potato salad.
Yeah.
And she said... She confessed that she crushed up 50 pills and basically laced the salad and gave it to her friend. After giving it to her friend, she ended up going to bed. She woke up to her friend, like, basically on the floor, unconscious, limp, bro. Like dead, bro. You know, she overdosed and shit, right? Then after that, she ends up dismembering her body. She chops up her head first. Fuck. Then her arms. And she proceeds by basically dismembering her body. And there's video CCTV footage of her like dragging the body out and like kind of disposing it piece by piece.
No fucking way.
Because she was a 60-year-old lady, she couldn't lift up the whole body.
Yeah.
So she had to chop it up, and little by little, she was taking out of her apartment and shit, or her house. And another thing that was weird about it is that there was in the CCTV footage, you could see her bringing out a pot.
No.
So what they're saying is that she never confessed to it. She never said or admitted that she was a cannibal. But people were saying that why was there organs missing and why was there a pot? So she could have possibly ate her organs and shit, or pieces and stuff, right? So in the autopsy, they also found out that Valentina was most likely still alive while she was being dismembered. She was still breathing and shit. And the only reason why she even got caught was because a couple was walking their dog from the same street that they live in. The couple was walking their dog, and the dog kept, like, trying to, like, go to the pond behind their house.
Okay.
They had a pond behind their house, and the dog just kept, like, wanting to go over there. Something is there type shit, right? So they got curious and stuff, so they ended up following the dog and letting the dog go to where motherfucker was being curious and shit. And that's when they end up seeing, like, the dismembered body inside, like, a shower curtain, a clear shower curtain. They go to the house. They obviously question her, and she confesses to everything. She says, yeah, like, I did it and shit like that. She also even had a journal of her journaling every single person she killed. And in the 20 years that basically everything happened, she killed 13 people. 13 people. Some of them they didn't even know about. They don't know who certain people was, but one of them who was the one who she killed was that guy, Sergey, who supposedly, like, just disappeared and went back to his hometown. But she actually killed him. And the first tenant that she ever had, Vladimir,
she killed him as well?
He didn't die, but there was a report of him going to the hospital and being very sick because he was, like, poisoned
with some drugs.
Kind of like what she did to
the girl,
her friend and shit. So, yeah, she confessed to everything. She even, like, took him to the house and showed him how she dismembered the body and shit, step by step with a dummy.
Oh, my God.
Like, going through the head to everything else and shit. And it was just, like, a fucking mess in there. There was blood everywhere, like, blood stains and shit. And it was just disgusting.
We have the video of her.
I'm going to show you the video.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can see it, like, her carrying the body and shit.
What the fuck?
Oh, is this one? Yeah. You see her dragging out the bag?
Yeah.
See the pot?
Yeah. That was her again? Or yeah. Somebody else?
Yeah, it was her again. Or maybe somebody else. So, she's a very, like, fucking crazy lady and shit. But, you said the...
What?
You said... Oh, yeah, the... I don't think there's a video, but there's pictures of, like, the dummy on the floor.
Let me see.
You see?
What the fuck? Yeah, so
they put the dummy there, and, like, they were just asking her how she performed the...
How she dismembered the bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy, bruh. Damn it, she looks like a fucking innocent old lady.
Yeah, bro. She was, like I said, 68. She was 71 and shit, or 68, 71. Yeah. By the time she was caught, I think she was 71 years old, but, bro.
Even then, bro, she still looked pretty innocent.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And they still, to this day, don't know if she was the one who killed her husband or if he actually fled with another woman.
Oh, that's still a mystery?
Yeah. People are saying that, like, she most likely ended up killing her husband.
Yeah.
But yeah. And there's a lot more to that story. Like interviews and shit like that. This is just kind of scraping the surface.
I was going to say, how come they call her... You said Baba Yaga?
Oh, yeah. So basically what that means is evil old witch.
Evil old witch?
Yeah.
I thought Baba Yaga used to like mean the boogeyman. Because of John Wick.
All right, so literally Baba Yaga translates into meaning Grandmother Jadwiga. The witch-like character is used by parents to encourage their children to stay close to home and behave themselves. Baba Yaga is an elderly woman with a long nose and iron teeth who kidnaps and threatens to eat young children. So it's basically like a witch.
Fuck.
I'm actually going to talk about that next
what?
Next episode.
What?
Urban legend of the Baba Yaga.
But guys, that does conclude you have no more, right?
Nah.
That does conclude this episode 102. Sorry guys, if my energy has been a little low this episode. I'm fucking tired. I'm sorry that I only had one topic for you guys. You guys can come at me if you want. That doesn't really matter. I gave you guys some pretty good topics for like the past couple episodes. Like I don't know how many episodes in a row I've gave you, but it's my little break or whatever. I'm gonna come back next episode strong with like some good topics, more topics.
To be fair, it doesn't matter, bro. Shout out to you guys supporting. Shout out to the Patreons.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Aide Rivera, Yubi Rivera, Anaí, Sharon Needles, Alvaro Morales, aka El Ceviche. And so, apologize for like me, like I don't know why I'm talking like this.
What you mean?
Like I'm like slurring my words, and I'm like, maybe it's because I'm drained and shit or something like that. Something is going on with me. Probably like evil eye or medio el aire or some shit.
Probably.
I feel like that's what it is, because I feel weird like right now. Like I don't feel like myself. But shout out to Andrew Padilla, Stephanie Jimena Rojas, Maria Fernanda Munoz, Eric Mendez, Ronaldo MD, Esquivela, Eli, FC Crew 76, Angel Garcia, DJ Chris, D'Amica Buqua, Elias Luera, Juan Medina, Jesus Chavez, Dragon 430, Isabel Arelen, Maribela Lara, Elizabeth Carillo Diaz, Lexi _ Lou, Rosa, Alex Manriquez, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Oral Bavera, Bel Mendoza, ZF Zeus, Miguelito, Will Jimenez, Sean _16, Jennifer Montalongo.
And that space guy.
We fucking love you guys. You guys are always showing support.
Facts. Before the episode does end, I just want to give some comment shout outs. Obviously, because you guys always flood the comment section. So it only seems right. I'm trying to look for one more. There was a lot of support on Abby.
I saw that.
Her passing, and then a lot of support from you too, for you too.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, bro. I should have talked about that this episode.
What?
Damn, but thank you guys for showing support. You guys that ass care about us type shit. And Abby obviously thanks you guys a lot.
Yeah.
She was telling me how like, you know, the comments like, I guess cool how like people are supporting and shit, and like people actually care, you know.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? I think it's the fucking eclipse fucking everything up.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know.
But what's good with us? What's good with our energies?
I don't know.
Something's going on, bro.
Let us know. Let us know, guys. Let us know what the fuck's going on.
Should we get a egg cleanse?
High key, I'm about to get one tomorrow, bro. And then I'm going to give you guys an update on the podcast with the picture of how it looks and shit.
Cleanse me with an egg, bro.
Shout out to Diana. Hey, yo. Oh no, Dayanara Guzman, 519. I was at the nail salon watching your podcast, and I was so tuned in that I did not even notice the earthquake happening until the nail techs were talking about it. Thank you for the distraction, because I would have been bugging throughout it. Shout out to
yo, pay attention to your surroundings, bro.
Shout out to Adana. No, oh no, Adin or Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Esquivel, 6627. You said at 125 timestamp. That's like when we do the
shout outs and shit.
No. Motivational shit. Motivational videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really made me feel better about myself. Right now, I'm trying to get into med school, and I didn't get accepted the first time, but hopefully in the next 2025 cycle, I can apply and get accepted somewhere. I can apply and get accepted somewhere. Thank you for making me understand again that everything takes time. Well, we're glad that we're able to give you guys some motivation in the beginning. sometimes it's a little hard on us to have our own motivation and stuff. So, I mean, I'm glad we're able to motivate you guys, even if it's a little bit. And just seeing the comments always motivates me to try and do better. So thank you guys for that. And yeah, I don't know if you have anything to say to that.
I'm just honestly very tired, guys. But I do appreciate you guys always showing support. And next episode, we're going to come back even stronger. Like, I felt like my topics were pretty good this episode.
Nah, yeah, they were, bro. They were. Trust me.
They were pretty good this episode. My regular topics were mid. Yeah, I didn't really have any regular topics and shit.
Yeah.
But, guys, next episode, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
bro.
For sure.
And apologize again, guys. Kind of feel bad because... we've been on a good streak, even though this was a good episode, scary topic wise.
I feel like this scary topic wise was better than it could be better than last episode a little bit. Better than the whole, like, when I had the Rosa Guadalupe with Justin Bieber shit. Like,
that was episode 100.
Yeah, this might have been better than that.
Or I could just be bugging, to be honest. I'm gonna fucking rewatch this shit and be like, yo, it wasn't even that bad,
bro.
That's what always happens to me,
bro. Your scary shit this episode was valid.
Yeah,
cause it was long too. It wasn't just short.
I'm just overthinking it, guys. Pray for us. Leave us some love in the comments, please. I really fucking need it.
We haven't done this in a minute too. If you got to this point,
oh yeah,
comment Baba Yaga.
If you got to this point, comment Baba Yaga, if you know how to spell it, because...
that fucking bitch is going to appear to us because we keep saying it, bro. I swear.
Oh, fuck. Anyways, with that being said, guys, that concludes this episode. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll see you guys on the next episode. It's been your host, George Messiah.
It's been your host, Ricardo, a.k.a. The Ricardo. I seen a comment. Yo, bro, don't call yourself Messiah. What the fuck are you talking about? You're not the fucking Messiah. What kind of blasphemy is this, bro?
I saw that shit too, bro.
Bro, first of all, bro, it's with a Z.
Yeah.
And second of all, if he ever said that shit to himself, I would slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, bro, I don't claim to be some higher up person, bro. I just like the name. But I do see where they're coming from, because I know it's like a really, really religious name. But yeah, guys, we'll see you guys in the next episode. And yeah, do not let the podcast go.
I noticed.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify Single Dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.